Looks like a five was approved. Romans chapter five, I'll read verse 12:21, that was Scott. He was saying this word today. Romans chapter five, beginning of verse 12. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, in this way death spread to all people, because all sin. In fact, sin was in the world before the law, but sin is not charged to a person's account when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who did not sin in the likeness of Adam's transgression. He is a type of the coming. But the gift is not like the trespass. For if by one man's trespass many died, how much more have the grace of God and the gift which comes through the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflowed to the many? And the gift is not like the one man's sin, because from one sin came the judgment, resulting in condemnation. But from many trespasses came the gift, resulting in justification. Since by the one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, how much more will those who receive the overflow of grace and the gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ? So then, as through one trespass there is condemnation for everyone, so also through one righteous act there is justification leading to life for everyone. For just as through one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so also through the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. The law came along to multiply the trespass. But where sin multiplied, grace multiplied even more. So that just the same sin reigned in death, so also grace will reign through righteousness, resulting in eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Paul has been explaining to us our need for our sins to be forgiven. Our need to understand that we are sinners. And our need to understand that there's nothing we can humanly do to settle our debt before God. We are sinners facing the wrath of God. Judgment is coming. Paul, at the beginning of chapter 11, said, therefore, and remember, anytime therefore is there, find out what it's there for. Because we have been saved from God's wrath, is a therefore. Because we have been declared righteous by faith and not by works. Because salvation is a gift of God by faith. And since God's righteousness is credited to our account by faith, Paul says the results are, first of all, peace with God. There's a lot of turmoil in the streets in Minneapolis, St. Paul area. There's clashes between individuals on different positions on issues about whether immigration laws should be enforced strictly or ignored. And there are clashes, people coming up where there's violence from both sides coming at individuals. There's a war there. We have a war with God that's much worse than that. We are fighting God by choosing to sin, being separated from God's plan for us in heaven by our choice to sin, but by faith in what Jesus has done, accepting his payment of our sin debt, by peace with God. The war is over between the holy God and sinful man, because the holy God provided a way to bring peace. We have also obtained grace. Grace is receiving what we don't deserve. And grace, it says, in which we now stand. The grace of God lets us stand in the midst of all kind of adversity with the Holy Spirit providing a way to overcome every temptation that comes our way. But that grace is obtained through faith in Jesus Christ. And then we rejoice in the glory of God. Not only God's glory, and He's so far beyond words that we can't express His greatness, but He's also provided for us a glorified body, where once we get to heaven, the effects of sin on our body will not be in our new body. We look forward to that day where the curse of sin is gone, a place where we will dwell in heaven in that new body. There's no more tear, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more disease, no more death. But we can also rejoice, Paul says, in our afflictions, because our afflictions make us rely more on God's resources. And the more we rely on God's resources, the more we understand we can trust God's resources. And the more we understand we can trust God's resources, the more we understand that our hope is built on something that is unshakable. God's promise is not like man's promise. God will keep His promises. And as we face affliction, as God continues to provide a way through that affliction, we continue to rely more on Him, and so we live a life walking in faith, knowing more and more each day we walk that in heaven everything is for sure. And then we come to today's passage. Again, it starts with therefore. Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, in this way death spread to all people because all sin. He's talking about Adam. God made a perfect earth. No death, no disease, no cursing. You know, even though you see all these movies about what it was like in prehistoric times, where these dinosaurs are ripping everything apart. No, it doesn't. In fact, dinosaurs were all plant eaters initially in God's creation. Adam and Eve, God had provided plants for them to eat, fruits from the trees, everything, and all the animals ate the green grass, the green fruit, all the produce, the land made. But God had one command to Adam in Genesis 2. Let's look there. Genesis 2, verse 16. Here's a one-thing command that God gives out. And the Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree of the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For on the day you eat from it, you will certainly die. That's chapter 2 in Genesis. Guess what happens in chapter 3? Adam ate from the tree. And he became separated spiritually from God. But this death entered in. And everyone from that point on inherited the spiritual nature of sin. Now, there was a movie made in 2011. Called Contagion. And it's amazing how similar it was to the events of COVID-19. But in the movie Contagion, The people are trying to find patient zero. Patient zero is the first one that brought this disease that is spreading throughout all the world, and it, everyone it infects, with very few exceptions, die. And the people in the World Health Organization and Centers for Disease Control are all trying to determine where this disease came from. And they track it down to one individual. And from this one individual, had contact with all kinds of other people. And every time they had contact, they spread the disease. Well, Adam spread the disease because he is the one that chose to sin. He knew God's command, and he still chose. And through genetics, we know that our offspring inherit our DNA. Well, we inherited the DNA to sin. We, through Adam, have that sin nature, and you can see it in small children. Do you need to teach children to be selfish? You know, a child does not lie in the crib at 2 in the morning when, you know, mom and dad need to sleep. I think I'll wait a few hours before I tell my mom. No. Feed me now! And then, you know, again, I'm hungry again! Children get a little old. They learn to talk. Do you need to teach a child to lie? Do you need to teach a child to steal? No. Then without a lot of students don't take things that belong to another. There's one student, even he was quite interesting. He had the item in his hand that he had taken from someone else. No, I didn't take that toy from him. And you can see it in his hand. And then he tries to put it behind his back. No, I don't have it. Then what's in your hand? He opens his hand and talks to the floor. What did you just drop out of your hand? Nothing. You're letting... How did that get there? That's a sin man. We don't have to teach you people a sin man. We have inherited. Now, and just like that disease in the movie Contagion, everybody that caught the disease is going to die. Now, we all have the disease of sin. And not only did we get that sin nature, but we have all chosen to sin. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 said, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." None of us are innocent. We are all guilty. And death reigned from Adam to Moses. What did that say? Before there was any more law, before the law was given to Moses on Mount Sinai, death still reigned. People were still spiritually separated from God. And physical death occurred. But then the gift. The gift came from God. And the gift is not like the sin. It's not like the trespass. Because we all inherit the sin nature. But we do not inherit the cure of the sin nature. The cure, we needed to take the cure. In the movie Contagion, they came up with a cure. I don't know if that was in the movie. I don't kind of spoil it. But, you know, are they going to have a movie that they don't find a cure? It's just, there's a lot they go through before they find a cure. But they have to take the cure to not have the death following getting the disease. We also need the cure, and it's the gift of God. God made the cure himself. And the cure was made in his own blood. When he came and lived a sinless life and died on the cross, the cure was offered to each and every one of us. It is finished. And this analogy can be, the cure is ready to distribute. And the gift is not like the sin. The sin leads to judgment. Our sin leads to a judgment before God and condemnation. When we are guilty and face a court of law, the evidence presented, then we're going to face the judgment and we'll hear the penalty is enacted. But the gift leads to our justification. Now remember that word justification? Just as if I never sinned. Jesus' cure covers over all our sin. And we are cured from the spiritual death. The law came to show all the more how sinful we are. But the more sinful the law showed us to be, the more the cure covered over all this sin. Sin led to death. But the cure, the gift of God, leads to eternal life. And eternal life is not just forever in heaven, but it's a quality of life. We have a new relationship, a new life as a child of the King. We have a new relationship with God. We can pray now, not just, oh, powerful God in heaven, we can cry out, Daddy, I need help. That's what Abba, crying out Abba Father means. Dad, I need help. God is your Father. We have a new relationship. We went from being an enemy to God to being God's child. And it's all part of God's plan. We have all inherited the sin nature. And we can see it prevalent. I see it every morning in the car ride around. And I stand out in front, pleasant company to me. And there are some parents that are not very patient with the parents in front of them. Matter of fact, we had one run into another car the other day. And then when they're trying to get away, they almost run over a parent and a child. Some parents are very upset when you ask them to pull forward a little bit, that you didn't open the door right where they wanted to park 20 feet away from you instead of coming up to you so other people can pull up. They're thinking about themselves. That sin nature is all about me. The sin in many things. See it even more when you're leaving and going down the 1484 at that stoplight. There's some people that are very upset. You chose not to run the red light and you stopped. You know, it's supposed to be three cars at the red and some people come up. You walk down the same edge thinking you're about to walk. We're all facing that sin nature. We have the blood of Jesus and we accept it by faith. and then cured. We realize we are cured. Sometimes we memorize about all of those. My signature is pain. And we're being healed. All of what he's saying, but they're still struggling. And so we need fellowship with one another to spur one another, to encourage one another, to provide support for one another, to challenge one another. Cures all diseases. It's not like the cures that Dean comes up with. Take the shot and then go see if you need a shot of something else. And then you might need a shot of something else because of the side effects of this one. God's cure numbers. What are you going to do? Are you going to stay in the same place or in the consequence? Because it leads to eternal separation. Eternity, or you can accept the cure. But also, you have to accept it. God gives you an opportunity to share, or to cure, that there's enough for everyone. There's no limit. Lord, I thank you that you provided a way for our sin to be covered. That you, through your grace, have given us a righteousness we don't deserve. Because you have poured out on us, justified our sin life. Because your blood has paid the price of our sin. And you have provided a way for us to be able to live a life reigning over that sin nature, not being a slave to it.